High school exams have begun in Aleppo, with Syrian students trying to overcome hardships created by the violent attacks over the past 2 weeks. Now, schools and educational institutions have been badly damaged, but the government has provided facilities so that students can take their exams. Press TV's Zahra Al-Darzi has the details from Aleppo.
Aleppo students from different areas headed to examination centers despite the difficulties and threats of being attacked by militant shells. Their parents wait anxiously outside to help them in case of an emergency. The Syrian government has facilitated the exam process for students living in militant-held areas.
Fortunately, exam process ran smoothly. People have been nervous since the latest attack that caused bloodshed and destruction. The government provided accommodation centers for students who come from militant-held areas.
Officials have said that militants prevent students in some areas from reaching exam centers.
Terrorists continue to target education centers. Militants in Aleppo's countryside prevent students from reaching their schools inside the city.
10 schools in Aleppo were damaged during the latest attacks by militants who shelled residential areas with more than 3,000 mortars and the internationally banned gas jars. Most of the school buildings were repaired last week before the beginning of the exam season.
Attempts to keep on the educational process in Aleppo show that residents and officials believe in education as a powerful weapon against terrorist ideology. Zahra Al-Darzi, Press TV.